And now, hotter than a holiday in Guantanamo Bay, it's the Radio Scotland Arts Show with Janice Forsyth.
Gracias, John. Buenas noches and bienvenido to the Arts Show.
Oye, Nicola, ven a mi barrio pa' que goce este rumbón. Con quince y con cencerro, el arma más sabrosa del solar. Cuando suenan los cueros, el quinto y el timpal, el barrio se alborota y se arregla el rumbón.
Coming up tonight, more music from these guys as we preview an award-winning documentary which tells the poptastic story of Los Zafiros, the most popular Cuban group of the 60s. Well, earlier on we were talking about China, time to move to a different kind of cultural revolution. Cuba in the 1960s, in the wake of Castro's revolution, the missile crisis and the death of Che Guevara, was very much in the public eye. But in the West, we tend to overlook the fact that Cuban culture and society were in revolution as well. Julian Schnabel's film, Before Night Falls, about the poet Reynaldo Arenas, covered this area a couple of years ago. And now filmmaker Lorenzo Di Stefano brings us the story of another group of Cuban artists in his documentary Los Zafiros, Music from the Edge of Time.
Sonando su chacretita, con su pele bandera, a la linda mulatita. Con su pele bandera, a la linda mulatita.
I defy anyone listening not to be shaking their booty to that. Los Zafiros, that was called La Caminadora, and filmmaker Lorenzo Di Stefano joins me now from London. Welcome to the show, Lorenzo.
Good evening, thank you.
Let's put them in a context. They were huge, weren't they? At one point, I think somebody in your documentary says, you know, they were the Cuban Platters, they've been compared to the Beatles. They were massive, weren't they?
In the context of Cuba post-revolution, they were very huge.
And still, again, at the beginning of, I think, your doc, is it a radio station in Miami where they're still the most requested pop group?
Yes, they seem to have crossed over the political differences between the Cuban-Americans and Cuban-Cubans, for want of a better word, and come out unscathed by all the politics and controversy surrounding post-revolutionary Cuba.
When did you first become aware of them and their music?
Well, I've been going to Cuba since about 93, but I didn't encounter them until about 5 years ago outside of Cuba. I purchased a CD, the World Circuit Records release, Bossa Cubana.
So you're one of those guys that goes into record stores and looks for the obscure records and comes out with a nugget like that?
Well, it found me more than I found it, but then I was hooked, you know.
Yeah, so you put it on the CD player and you instantly, I mean, as we heard there, anyone who's not heard them before, and presumably most people listening tonight, I mean, it is incredibly compelling music. And a real, well, let's talk, before we talk about the mix of influences in the music, who were these guys? Where did they come from and when did they get together?
Well, they were all very young men in 1962 when they began. They were all from the same neighborhood in Havana, Cayo Hueso, which is a tough district in the city. One was a judo instructor. One was an auto body worker. Miguel Cancio, one of the surviving members, was a children's clown. They just were young men trying to get by, and they had this special gift. And they were brought together by musical influences, and the Cuban composers jumped all over them and started providing them with songs.
What was the essence of that special gift then? Because not only were they did they have beautiful harmonies and draw upon a range of influences, we're talking quite a visual act too, a certain style of dancing which really caught on.
Well, they're very popular with the ladies, the young, slim guys, and with great voices and a lot of sensuality to their movements. The Motown influence is pretty clear, the sharkskin suits, the thin leg pants, the choreographed moves. But they were of the streets, they were of the people, but they had a polish that maybe other musical personalities lacked. And they were very much pop music, which was different than, say, Buena Vista Social Club in a more traditional sense. These were pop artists.
Sure, and I think one of the commentators in your film, Lorenzo, talks about the irony of there being heavy American influences on the music.
Yeah, that's one of the things that fascinated me. When I first heard the CD, the music got me, but then I was reading the notes and you know, the fact that this happened during the peak of the Cold War, it brought out that point that politics does get in the way of artists sharing their work, and in this case it's very clear they were isolated by that.
How many surviving members are there?
There are two, Manuel Galban in Havana, the guitarist who currently plays with Buena Vista Social Club and with Ibrahim Ferrer, and Miguel Cancio, who lives in Miami.
And you brought the pair of them together for the film, didn't you?
Well, they, of course, were friends for a long time, but we arranged for Miguel to come back to Cuba to participate in this reunion angle, which has become pretty much the heart of the film.
And they, I mean, definitely get the hankies out. You know, they visit the graves of their departed friends. But, you know, as well as being sad, they're quite angry too, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess, you know, anyone who's lost their country, whichever side of the political line they fall on, they have a big hole in their heart. And they were revisiting their youth, you know, the peak moments of their lives. And we didn't realize when we made the film, we thought, well, it's a straight ahead musical story, but the emotions came out and we had a different film than we began with.
And a very successful film. You must be delighted because it's been shown around the world and picked up at least a couple of awards.
So far, we're doing very well. We had our premiere in Havana at the film festival in December, and we've been touring ever since. And the reaction across cultures has been really gratifying.
Thanks very much for coming on the show tonight, Lorenzo Di Stefano there. And that's all from me this evening. Do tune in tomorrow when Zevi Watmo will be looking at Intolerable Cruelty, the new Coen Brothers film, which stars, of course, George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones. She'll be assessing the career of alt-rock behemoths, R.E.M. But I'll leave you with another track from Los Zafiros. This is Cuando Yo La Conocí. Cuando Yo La Conocí by Los Zafiros and Lorenzo Di Stefano's documentary Los Zafiros, Music from the Edge of Time, will be at the GFT tomorrow and Saturday before showing at the Edinburgh Film House on Tuesday, the 4th of November. You can see Lorenzo at the GFT tomorrow, incidentally, as part of the See Cuba Festival.